I was down in Mexico about, I'm getting old, about 5 or 6 years ago to see the Day of the Dead and experience that. And I was mostly in Puerto Vallarta and a town about 20 miles south of there called Jalapa. And the Day of the Dead was amazing, and I was writing about that and experiencing it. And I'd been an insomniac at the time, I guess, for about 20 years. And the night before that happened, I'd written a story about a guy on the boat between the fishing village I was in and Jalapa, or Puerto Vallarta. And the pier you pull into is called Muerte, or the Pier of Death. And I wrote a story about this guy dying on the boat. So the next morning I go to have some breakfast at this little kind of shack near this waterfall with my then girlfriend, Jen. And we see these tourists and turistas kind of walking down into the water and these falls. It looks really nice. And we'd had a couple drinks, because you always do when you're on vacation. And after we were done, she decided to stay up in the little shack area, and I decided to walk down this kind of treacherous little area to get to the falls. And apparently, when I took my last step, I was wearing Crocs at the time, and I didn't know about this, but if you're ever wearing Crocs, don't walk into water with slippery rocks. Apparently, they don't have a warning on them, but it's a common experience. I slipped and hit my head on the rock, and then my body went down in the water, and I was face down in the water, knocked out and bleeding. And the first thing I saw after that was, and apparently she screamed but did nothing, and we're not together anymore. And if she's here, I understand, because sometimes you just freak out, but you could go, yeah. Screamed loud enough that some people came to rescue me, and when I opened my eyes, the first thing I saw was this guy now who I know, he explained who he was and what he was doing, but the first thing I saw was a very kind of buff guy who had shaved and had worked out a bunch, and he was covered with blood. And, I watch a lot of David Lynch movies, but, that was the first thing I saw, so I figured he's trying to kill me because I don't know him, who we haven't introduced. And the blood was, in fact, mine. I don't know if you've ever had a head injury, but the head bleeds really, really well. So this guy's covered with my blood, and I try to fight him off, and I kind of pass back out. And then he and this other kid from the little Mexican fishing village, like a 12-year-old, carry me to the local clinic. And apparently I asked like three questions that I can never remember unless I look on my piece of paper here. Do I have health insurance? Where do I work? And do I even get along with the people I work with? Jeremy, the guy on his honeymoon from, I guess it was British Columbia, asked for his wife to pray for me in tongues. There was an old man who poured moonshine in my head to clear it out, and I'm passed out for all this. And by this time, Jen had joined us, not to help so much, but to take pictures and observe and write her own story about it. The wife was praying for me in tongues, and there was a couple of kids from the local fishing village, and this was just like the best thing that had ever happened. It was like, this non-existent television, like the Bloody Gringo Parade show. And I wake up, and the first thing I hear and feel is needle on bone, like the scritch, scritch, scritch of needle on bone. And no, it's a good thing. About a year before, or a couple of years before, I'd been in Brooklyn in a hospital, and I was dying basically of an allergic reaction, having anaphylaxis. And it took about 5 hours to be seen, and it cost about $1,000, and they gave me something that really should have cost about five. This doctor who doesn't even know me, doesn't know if I have insurance in this tiny fishing village that's probably the population of this bar, is doing the right thing before he even knows anything about my, anything. And via broken translation, he suggests that I go to the big city to get my head examined, but I'd written a story the night before about the guy who dies on that boat, and I was down there for the Day of the Dead, so I opted out on that one. And when Jen and I got back to our casita, we hadn't seen any scorpions all week, and in the next, 24 hours, we saw two of them. I think she killed them mostly out of guilt for not saving me. And then when I got back home, I realized that I'd collected a couple of her tableaus, these kind of tin paintings, and that two out of the three that I had in my bathroom were about drowning. So I went ahead and had another one made, and that's this one. And that's it. I'm still here somehow.